out of town last week, went to Mexico, and I got back and you had called, and right. I heard from you so long. I'm glad to hear you're still alive.
Right. I was talking with Henry last week on another matter, and in the course of the conversation, I said, did Jim and them ever resolve that thing on the TV thing? And he said, no, I don't think they did, or I'm not sure. They resolved part of it, but part of it may be hanging fire or something.
No, it's still, they never have made a decision on it.
Why am I thinking in my mind that they renewed?
Well, you know that much down there. They
didn't they put
they reported
the story?
They reported in paper that everything's all right, but it ain't.
Well, that's what I'm thinking of, because
what they did is they had, you're familiar with those federal examiners, you know,
right.
They have one on the FAA, you know, on CAB and FCC, the same thing, and the judge held that they should be renewed.
But they have not been renewed.
Well, we had 30 days to appeal it, and then it's law if we don't appeal it, see.
Uh-huh, but you did
and
appeal
it. We appealed it, the hell, last summer, down there a year ago, and of course, they answered our appeal, Belo did, and
mm-hmm.
then both sides asked for an oral argument of our attorneys, you know, before the commission itself.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing's happened in 9-10 months, I don't know.
Well, this is renewal year again. This means
we're already in the seventh year. See, we've gone through two cycles.
Goodness gracious alive. And they've operated without a permit all this time.
They're operating for the convenience necessity of the public, or whatever the term for it is.
Well, I'll be darned. Well,
what are you doing now?
Well, I'm doing a little freelance work, and I've got a little communications consulting business here in Dallas, and I do some commercial work and a little production work out at SMU, and I'm staying busy, and I said, I'm going to, after Henry said what he did the other day, I said, I'm going to give Jim a call and see exactly where they are, because I know I talked with you at one time. You know, we talked long ago when you first were putting this package together, and I just didn't know what the situation was. And I remember the last time it seemed to me that Justice Mortgage was initially in, and then I saw where Caruth Byrd was.
Well, we ended up with Caruth as our financial backer. They, the establishment got, you know, they read the riot out. The
mm-hmm.
funny thing, Justice and them were putting together that real estate investment trust, that RIEIT or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Which is bankrupt now, you know,
mm-hmm.
the tune of millions of dollars.
Right.
But the bank wouldn't go with them if they didn't get out of our deal, so they got out of our deal. They may have been, thought they were lucky. The bank owns all their stuff.
Well, I really...
I'd like to visit with you sometime.
Yeah.
Actually, there's a court decision you'd be interested in. You know, the whole fight has been over separation of the media, you know.
Right, that's right.
There's not anything... There's some blacks and all that stuff in it, but the main issue is to whether they ought to separate the media. And
mm-hmm.
the federal court in Washington, the Court of Appeals that handles, you know, all the agencies and commissions and stuff's work, held last March that indeed they had to separate the media
mm-hmm.
and instructed the FCC to draw up, you know, their rules, they call it their... policy statements, you know, they come
mm-hmm.
out from time to time.
Right.
How they're going to go about it, you know, and so forth.
Well, initially they came out calling for 16 of them be separated, but they were all small markets, were they not?
Well, see, that's what started the whole deal. The court back in the 60s held they ought to separate them,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But they weren't completely clear on what they meant, as all court decisions are, and the FCC naturally interpreted to mean the ones in the small markets where there was a complete monopoly, you know. Say they
mm-hmm.
had the only TV, only radio, and only newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
So they interpreted that way and instructed those to diversify within 3 years, I think, from 1972. I guess they've already diversified. But anyway, the Justice Department appealed that decision. You see, the Justice Department's on our side, believe
mm-hmm.
it or not.
They're saying the commission did not go far enough.
Didn't go as far as the court told them to go.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, they finally got to the highest court on that, and the court held in our favor that indeed they didn't go as far as they did. The interesting thing about it, the judge that wrote the opinion in the late 60s is Justice Berger.
Is that right?
Now, the same court, the Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C., has held that didn't go far enough. Now, they've appealed it to the Supreme Court, so it's before the Supreme Court now.
I'll be doggone.
Well, there'll be something in the paper in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
I'm surprised, then, that this thing, with it hanging fire for 7 years, and then without a license, somebody else hasn't jumped in to really
well,
make
they, it. They couldn't do it, see. We had it locked up, see. It never has come up. You see, like all the rest are coming up for a second renewal, say, right
mm-hmm,
now.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's in litigation and the commission hadn't made a decision, they never it never has been open for application.
See. I see. I see. And until they resolve this.
We're still in the courthouse, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be doggone. I'd love to sit down sometime and
where's your office?
I'll operate out of the house, out of my home over on Leatris, at Kessler Park.
I'm on the 31st floor of the tower. Sometime when you're coming downtown, you're going to be down this way. Give me a ring and come by.
Good. I'd like to do that, Jim.
I'd like to see you, Murph.
Good. Good to talk with you.
Right.
Bye now.